Okay, today's daf is Shvius daf Gimel, and we are on Shvius Beis Amabez, second to last line, as we are talking about the rules of the heter of plowing an entire Beis Sa'ah before Shemitah. That was the second Mishnah here in the Masechta Shvius. The Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, Eizeo Sada Esteha Ilan, what is a Steha Ilan? What is a field of trees? What are the measurements and the structure of a field of trees that the Mishnah says on daf Aleph, the first Mishnah in Shvius, that you're allowed to plow Steha Ilan during Erev Shvius? What do you have, right? A regular tree, you're not allowed to, but a whole Sada Ilan, you're allowed to plow the whole thing. So the Mishnah said, three trees in a Beis Sa'ah. Kol shlosh ilanos to Beis Sa'ah. If you have three trees in a Beis Sa'ah, and it produces a certain amount of weight of fruit, of dried, the Mishnah gives the measurement in dried figs, but it could be other types of trees also. If those three trees in the Beis Sa'ah give off the weight of 60 Italian mana of dried fruits, then you could be choresh, you could plow the entire Beis Sa'ah for those trees. So today's daf is going to talk much about the structure of those three trees. Those three trees in the Beis Sa'ah, that one is then allowed to plow the whole Beis Sa'ah for them. What is the structure of those trees? So before that, the Gemara had quoted yesterday, the Mishnah in Bava Basra, about when you buy trees. When you buy three trees from your friend, there are certain rules about, is there an automatic sale of the land also? So that's what the Gemara here is comparing. We're comparing the three trees of Shemitah, the three trees of the Beis Sa'ah that allows you to plow the entire field during Tosefes Shvius, and the case of Bava Basra, the buying of the three trees, what are the rules? So the Gemara had quoted yesterday that there are two rules of kinyanim of trees, and we're going to see if those rules relate to our case of the halacha of the trees of Shemitah. So Rabbi Yochanan had said that they can't be too far from each other, can't be too close to each other. Right? Remember that line? Rechokim mata es lebeisa, krovim kdeishi abakar over bekelav. They can't be too far from each other when it comes to kinyanim, when it comes to buying three trees. Are you koneh the land automatically in between the trees? So they can't be too far, can't be too close. But if they are this medium area, so then you're koneh the trees and the land between them and the land right around them enough to for a picker to have his basket sitting there. And then we had a machlokas. Rav and Shmuel, do the trees have to look in a certain way? Rav says they have to look like a triangle, basuyin tsova or chatsuva. While Shmuel says no, Shmuel says basuyin sure, they could even be in one row. So now, that's what we're up to, second to last line, beis ma beis. Do these issues, does this machlokas of between Rav and Shmuel, that the only time that the kinyan of three trees brings with it the land in between, is that only if the trees are triangular in shape, meaning they're set up in a triangular structure, or not straight line? That's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So does that machlokas apply to the Shemitah halacha too? But do we say by Shemitah, the only time that the three trees allow you to plow the whole field is only if they're in a triangle, or not? So that's a machlokas about this machlokas. It's a machlokas about whether this machlokas applies. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Taman, over there, Rabbi Yossi says, Taman, by the selling of the trees is Amris. That's where you have the Shita of Rav, that it has to be a triangular shape. Uvacha, lois Amris. But here, by Shemitah, no, there's no requirement. Who says that that triangular requirement applies to Shemitah? It does not. So that's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, do not apply that machlokas. By Shemitah, even if it's in one line, it's one line in the field that is good enough to plow your whole field. So that's Amar Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says no. He argues. Afilu hachi is Amar Bikrovim. Rabbi Yonah says, even here, by Shemitah, we say that halacha Bikrovim, as long as they are close to each other. Right? If they are close to each other, then we have this shape. Right? If they're far from each other in the Beis Sa'ah, then for sure, it's a steha ilan, you're allowed to be chorish. If they are close to each other, so then, Rabbi Yonah says, then we have a machlokes about, does it have to be in a triangular shape to allow you to do the whole field or not? That is the Alachlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yonah. This is what to talk about in this comparison. But first, let's read a little more. Amalei Rabbi Mana, Vim Bikrovim. What do you mean? But if, what did Rabbi Yonah say? We're talking about a case of Krovim. If they're very close together, so then you require the triangular shape. But look what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah later on in our parak does not quote that requirement that has to be triangular shape. Right? The Mishnah in this parak talks about the three trees within a besah that allow you to plow the whole besah. The Mishnah is talking about the requirements. So vim bekrovim vataninan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah, in a couple of daf from now, daf hey, kideshi abakar over bekelav. Right? The Mishnah says on daf hey, the requirement is that you need a minimum space between the trees to allow the oxen to go through with their plowshares, right? So that's all the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, look at Daf Hey Ben Aleph, if you had to look there for a second. The Mishnah says, Shloshi Ilanos or Shloshi Adot, what if the three trees are owned by three different people? There are a lot of people, sorry, for Chorish, called Beisla Mishvilad. Vekama Yebinehem, the Mishnah says, Roshim Gabli Alomer, Kadeshi Abakar, over Bekalev, so that the oxen can get through. There's no mention of having to be in a triangular shape. So that's a pretty big limitation, if that's true. So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Mana asks if it's true that the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel, meaning Shita's Rav, also applies to Shemitah, Lechora, that should have been mentioned in the Mishnah. So the fact that it isn't mentioned in the Mishnah points to the fact that Rabbi Yossi is right, that machlokas is only by the kinyanim of trees, but not in the halachas of Shemitah. The Gemara here wonders whether the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel, the shape of the trees, does that apply to the laws of Shemitah? Right, that's the machlokas here. What about the other issue of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said they can't be too close, they can't be too far. Right, does that issue apply to Shemitah? So the minimum, that for sure, that's the Mishnah that we just said. The minimum amount of distance, if the trees are right next to each other, three trees right next to each other, the cattle can't go through, that for sure, that's not cold, you can't plow the whole sadeh bishvilan. But, so the minimum is for sure the cattle going through. Is there a maximum? Like Rabbi Yochanan says, there's a maximum when it comes to the kinyanim of trees. Is there a maximum? So you look at the Rambam does not mention a maximum. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha in Hilchos Shemitah, does not mention a maximum distance between the trees. But it sounds like anywhere in this besa'ah, if there are three fruit trees, that's good enough. That's the Rambam. Eze ustia ilan, the Rambam says in Perak Gimel, kol shlosha ilanos lebesa'ah. Any three trees, echad ilan srak, ve'echad ilan machal, v'yafilu hein shal shlosha anashim, even if three different people own these trees, that comes up later, be'ezus Hashem, ro'en osad ki ilu ein te'inim, you view them as if they're figs, imru yam lasos ki katvila shal shishim, manna charshim kol sa'al bishvilam, v'hu shiyehe rachok, ben kol echad ve'echad, kadei shiyeh bakar yachol lav or bekelav. That's all the Rambam says. As long as they're in between, you have enough to plow. Right? Because we assume if you don't have enough to plow inside, so then maybe you'll eventually take one down because you can't properly take care of it. But the Rambam doesn't mention any limitations. Any limitations? Sounds like for the Rambam, anywhere in there. If you look in Rashi and Baba Basra, sounds like they're supposed to be equidistant. Rashi and Baba Basra, Daf Chavav, Amabez, where this is quoted, Shloshi Ilanos, he says, Mifuzar Mevesa La'arku L'Rachbo Bishaveh. So it sounds like from Rashi that they should be about equidistant. I don't know how exact, but should be equidistant from each other in the fields. That is one machlokas about whether there's a machlokas about that. Now the Gemara here is discussing whether we compare two different areas of halacha. Three trees and three trees, but one is about kinyanim and choshen mishpat, and one is about iser charisha, which is in Zrayim, we would call it. So we're comparing different areas. So we don't always do that. We always compare. Sometimes the Gemara says, Mamonami Isura lo yafinan. We would be mechalik between areas of halacha. But sometimes the Gemara does compare two different areas of halacha. So you have to know when Chazal had that halachic intuition. The Gemara in Meseches Sukkah that talks about how do we know that the Dalan Minim, you have to hold them straight up. Straight up. You can't hold the lulav upside down, the esrog upside down. How do you know that? And that's why the minog is, in order to have the bracha over lasiyasan, to pick up the esrog upside down. Then after you make the bracha, you turn it over. Right? There's four different suggestions and tosas what to do. Make the bracha before you pick it up. Have kavanah shalom latzeis. But that's the one that's mostly accepted. You pick it up upside down. How do you know that it has to be straight up? Because the boards of the Mishkan were straight up. They were vertical and not horizontal. Atzei shitim omdim. Right? What is the, how do you hold the Dalin Minim have to do with the boards of the Mishkan? The answer is, to all of Torah is connected. There's a language of the Tosefta in Sanhedrin, in Perek Zayin, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. All of Torah is one unit, all of Torah is connected. So in a certain sense, you're allowed to put it all together and compare them all, even though the Gemara does sometimes say that there are chilukim. The Vilna Gaon, this is one of those Gros that are quoted, in the Aderes Elio, the Svarim on Chumash, the Gros didn't write himself, the Talmidim wrote, but and there aren't generally varts on the, what we would call them, in the Aderes Elio. It's just a pirish of psukim and limitations and expansions. So on the Pasuk in Shoftim, where the Pasuk says that whenever you have a question in Halacha, you should go to the Beis Din. And if you have a question, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega, if you have a question about any of those, says the Gra, those are three areas of Halacha, which have six answers. The Gra says that every single question in Halacha, if you go ask a rabbi, he's going to give you one of six words as an answer. One of six words. Chayev Pater, Tamei Tahar, Asur Mutter. Right? One of those six words. Because there are only three areas of halacha, says the Gra. Bein dam ladin zedam nida veziva vedam leida. Right, that is iser veheter. Right, aser mutter. That's one, two words. Bein din ladin dinimamenis venefashos vemakos. Chayiv or pater. Is he chayiv money? Is he chayiv malchus? Is he pater? And number three, bein nega lanega. Zed nige begadim, nige adam ubatim, right, saraas. And then the Gra continues. Shatora nechlach l'shisha chalakim. He calls it six, but it's really three that are six. Tahar tame, aser mutter, chayev zakai. Bein dam ladam u aser mutter, kadei latari shalabayla. Bein din ladin hu chayev zakai. Bein nega lanega hu tame vitzahar. Divre rivas b'sharecha, and that's any machlokes. Boils down to one of those six. So here in our Gemara is one of the many examples that we have in terms of comparing different areas of halacha, and the Gemara has a machlokas here, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yonah, about whether we do compare Hilchas Kinyanei Ilanos, whether the karka goes through, and Hilchas Shemitah, what are the requirements. Just one other, there are many, throughout this Masechta we'll see Shviyas compared to other areas. We have a concept of Psikresha in other areas of Halacha. Does that concept apply to Shviyas? We have concepts of Avos and Toldos. We already alluded to this on Daf Aleph, right? Does the idea of Avos and Toldos in other areas of Halacha, we have Avos and Toldos in Hilchas Shabbos, Avos and Toldos in Hilchas Nezikin, Avos and Toldos in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, and we have Avos and Toldos in Shemitah. Are those comparable? As we'll see, no, they're not. We already mentioned that by Shemitah, Toldos are Drabanan, generally. So there's different areas. So one other one, just to mention, is what about, there's a Ksugya of Ramam Hilchas Shabbos in Zmanim Aleph. There's a Ksugya of Hutra and Dechuya. Hutra and Dechuya. So we know sometimes whenever there is an Isser, and then there is an allowance to that Isser, how do we look at that allowance? So for example, on Shabbos, there is an Isser of Malacha, but we know if somebody's life is in danger, Pikuach Nefesh is Doche. So there is a question about how do we look at Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos? Is that what we call Dechuya? The Isser is there, but you're allowed to push it aside to do it. Or is it Hutra? Right, when you're allowed to do it, you know, then the Isser is totally pushed aside as if it's not there. As if it's not there. Chutra and Dechuya. The Rambam's Lashon, the question is, the Kesef Mishnah thinks you shake the Rambam's Lashon literally. The question is, does the Rambam really mean it in that context? The Gemara talks about this by Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, when you have Tameh, right, the question by Chanukah, Tameh oil. When all the Kohanim are Tameh, all the Big Kahuna are Tameh, all the animals are Tameh. You could, in certain cases, you're allowed to do the avoda even betumah. Why? Because tumah hutra betzibur or tumah dechuya betzibur. That's the machlokas in Chazal. So that's the only time it's in the Gemara. But we have this elsewhere. So the Rambam says dechuya perak beis of Hilchas Shabbos. Dechuya hi Shabbos eitzel sakadas afashos kishar kala mitzvahs. Right? Dechuya. So do you say that's comparable to the other? Does that really mean dechuya in the versus hutra sense, or does he just mean you're allowed to push off Malacha for Pikuach Nefesh? That's not 100% clear. The Kesef Mishnah assumes that, yeah, this is really Tehuya, because the Kesef Mishnah says, Rabbi Yosef Karo says, he brings in the Gemara in Psachim, where there's a machlokes between about Hutra and Tehuya. And the Kesef Mishnah says, if Liku Tanoi Tuma im Dechuya hi Betzibur o Hutra, Pirus Rashi Dechuya, Avagav da Akshar Rachmana Lamesi Betuma, Lav Heter Gomerhu, Elahecha Delo Mishtachi Tahorim, Vikivan de Lav Heter Gomerhu, by a Tzitz the Retsuye. Umashe Gemara, that's an Afkamina, you have to have the Tzitz on the Kohen Gadol in order to bring the Tara. And the Kesef Mishnah says, Umashba, the Rambam thinks, Tchihechi defligu betuma, hachanami defligu beshabbos, lagabe chole, imhi dechuya o hutra. And the Kesef Mishnah says, Vakai malon, kevan damer, just like we hold like the man damer, dechuya hi betzibur, so we would see the same thing by Shabbos. But not 100% clear that Achronim pointed out whether that is, what the Rambam, really means. But you have that by other areas of Halacha too. What about Ochel Nefesh on Yontif? You're not allowed to do malach on Yontif either, but you're allowed to cook on Yontif. So how do we look at that? Hutra versus Dechuya. So this is what the Ran talks about. The Ran in Beitza has a fundamental chilek between Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos and Ochel Nefesh on Yontif. Right, there's a fundamental difference between the two. The Ran says, the context of the Ran there on Daf Tesma Beis and the Daf Yarif, the context of the Ran is Ribui B'Shiurin. What happens if I have to cook something for a cholesh ish basakana on Shabbos? Once I'm cooking, I'll throw in a couple of extra pieces of meat. So I'll have fresh meat. I'm cooking anyway in one big pot. Am I allowed to do that ribui b'shiurin? So the Gemara is machaling it. No. Right? Pikuach nefesh, you can't do ribui b'shiurin. But ochel nefesh, you have to be so medaktik when you cook on yadif. Maybe you don't have to be so medaktik. What's the difference? As the Ran says, l'fichach nirali borer, devade ribui shiura b'shabbos midaraisa mitzar. It doesn't arise on Shabbos. Yafilu achi lo dami. Deribu b'shira b'yantiv. Deribu b'shira b'shabbos. Don't compare the two. Shah Shabbos dechuya hi etzal chola v'lo hutra. Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is dechuya. Laficha kol shoha ikir malacha aser af tosef tach kamo mitzvah b'daraisa. You can't just add in, because it's dechuya. Avo yantiv sh'ochol nefesh hutarba. Deafilu efshar me'erev yantiv shori kol shumar b'ala ikir. Yantiv is what we would call hutra. So the Ranz Bechale between Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos, which is Dechuya, and Ochel Nefesh and Yantif, which is Hutra. There is a formulation that's even more than Hutra. What does Dechuya and Hutra mean? You have an Isser, how is it knocked out? Is it knocked out so that it's pushed aside and it still exists? Or is it knocked out that once it's knocked out, it doesn't exist? There is the Ramban. The Ramban in MR has an even more, we might call it extreme formulation of Hutra. But it's not Hutra. It's what we call Eino nechlal be'isser klal. It was never usher in the first place. It wasn't like you needed the asay to be doche the los asay. No, it was never usher in the first place. What's usher on yantiv? Is all malach usher on yantiv? And then the Torah comes along and says, oh, you're allowed to cook. So we push off the isser of malacha. Says the Ramban, no. The Ramban says, you know what's usher on yantiv? Meleches avoda. What's meleches avoda? Non-cooking. Non-sorich yantif malachas. That's what's usher. Meaning, if you're cooking for yantif, that's not included in the isur malacha of yantif. That was never included in the first place. So that's more than the Ran. That's more than saying hutra. It was eino nechlal be'isur klal. That's the Ramban. There are a couple of important Rambans. They're all important, but there's an important, significant Ramban in Parshas Emor. And the Ramban says there, that's the lashon called meleches avoda lo sa'asu. It's meleches avoda as compared to what he calls meleches hana'a. Umalacha shiba ochel nefesh hi meleches hana'a, lo meleches avoda. Vizem is bar batorah. That's if you look closely at all the psukim in the bayantif, that's what it says. V'lo yomar kasav la'olam be'echad mikol shar yamim tovim kol malacha. It doesn't say kol malacha, bayantif. V'lo yifarish bahem heter ochel nefesh ki meleches avoda yilmad al zeh. That's an important Ramban relating to that sukkah. So why am I bringing this all in? You have it by pikuach nefesh, you have it by ochel nefesh. So what about... We'll see in Shemitah, as we'll see, there are certain malachas that are mutter during Shemitah. Right? We said already 2 days ago, I think. Right? We know in the world of the Rabbanans of Shemitah, right? Not those four, not Zariah and Zemira and Kotzer and Botzer, as we'll see. Not the Daraisas, the Rabbanan world. So what's mutter, what's asr? The Gemara is Bechalik. If you're doing something to promote growth of the tree, so that's asr. If you're doing something to protect the tree from dying, so then... That's latzmuchi ilada lavruye ilada, right? So that's mutter. So how do you look at the heter of malacha during Shemitah? That you're allowed to do it to save the tree. Is that hutra tehuya? Right? So that's, Rav Asher Weiss in Shvius, in Simon Gimel, discusses this. He quotes the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish sounds like it's tehuya. Sha'af avodos hamutaros bishum hefsid, yesh lakdimon lefnei shviyas emefshar. Anything you could do before Shemitah, you should do, even if you would be able to do it during Shemitah. And anything you could delay, you should do, even if you can delay it, even if you theoretically would be allowed to do it during Shemitah. That's what he says. But and the Rav Asher Weiss continues and quotes a number of sources to the contrary. To the contrary. And at the end, he says, it's pashut that we should not compare Shvius to all other areas of Halacha, because this is within the world of Drabanan. So it makes a lot of sense to say Hutra. The Rabbanan are the ones that created this system, so once it's mutter, it's mutter. It's not dachia. Amnon mehanira ikar mikolze upash de pashut. And he thinks this might even be what the Chazon Ish is saying. Because even if you say hutra, it's still better not to do it on Shabbos. Let's say, no, the other examples are on Yantif. De pashut, the kasher hitiru chazal avodas haaretz b'shvias. The makab seida, havi heter gamur. Of course it's sutra. You can have that. It's obviously hutra. I don't think it goes into that to that sugya. And he says, I don't think the Chazon Ish is referring to this either. Any quotes. Okay, but that's another area of halacha to look at as in terms of comparing shvius to other areas of halacha, which our Gemara does as well. Okay, let's continue with our Gemara now. So the Mishnah, we just quoted the Mishnah that said, the Mishnah later on in Daf Hei, the Mishnah says that these three trees within the Beis Ah can't be right next to each other. They have to have a minimum distance in between. They have to have enough for the oxen to go through. So the Mishnah says on the fourth, the Gemara says on the fourth line, what's the svara for that? Why should it make a difference if you have enough room? Isa chami b'shasha bakar over b'kelov hashrash and mahachim and asad. What if the three trees are far enough away that the oxen could go through? Then the roots go horizontally out. U'b'shash ain't a bakar over b'kelov ain't hashrash and mahachim and asad. And if the cattle can't go through, then the roots don't go out. Like, what should be the svara that if you have these trees that are distanced like this, and then you can plow the whole field for them? Choresh kol asad bishvilan. What's the difference? There's no answer given to this question. The Achronim point out that seems to be a simple answer. No, it doesn't mean that whether the roots go out or not. It just means that if they're very close together, then you're probably going to rip some out because it's not going to grow well. You can't plow them properly, and then you might end up with only two trees in this space. Saw. That's the problem. But the Gemara here does not give any examples, any answers, but just goes into other issues relating to these three trees. So that's what we will do as well. Rabbi Elazar Shaul. Rabbi Elazar said, remember Shaul sometimes in Yerushalmi does not mean ask. Rabbi Elazar Shaul, Mizu Mizu Sheshesrei, Ulitzad Esra V'chamesh. You're allowed to have 16 amos in between the trees and 25 going the other way. So if you look at the pictures, they have it in some of the picture svarim on Shvius. So they have like 16 equidistant from the edge to the tree and the tree to the tree and the tree to the tree and the tree to the edge. And let's say that's going north-south in the middle of the field. And then 25 going the other way. That's okay. That's okay to have that distance. What if all three trees are lined up in a line next to the fence? Next to the fence in one side of the Beis Ah. So Charsha called Beis Ah Bishvilan. So Rav Shmuel says, that's also good. Some say this is a machlokas, right? Does it have to be equidistant somewhat, or could it be all the way to one side? We'll read it as a statement. Blazer says they could be with this distance in between 16 and then 25 to the edge, or Shaul Rav Yitzchak says they could be all the way on one side, because once the Rabbanan say the rule is three trees in a Beis Sa'ah, you could plow the whole Beis Sa'ah during Tosefes Shvius, that's it, doesn't matter where the trees are, right? That's when once Chazal made that heter, they made that heter. Amr Rav Yossi, in boy nitan lahem arba sa'ah, we change that girsa. Rav Yossi says there's a way that you could plant a row of trees and get four base sa'ahs to plow before Shemitah. Not just one base sa'ah. How do you do that? Let's say I have a row of trees. And then I build a fence on the south side of those trees. So now these trees are shayach to the north side, the north fence. So you could be choresh the whole Beis Ah for those three trees. Then you move the fence. Then you change the fence to the north side of the trees. So now the three trees are shayach to the fence on the south. So now these three sheaves are on the edge, and they're shayach to the fence, to the field on the south. And then you move it to the west, then you move it to the east. So there's a way, says Rabbi Yossi, that you could have one row of trees and be able to plow four base sa'ah in that way, if you just keep switching around where the fence is. Sa'amikan, v'sa'amikan, sa'amikan, v'sa'amikan. You have to use your head in order to be a farmer with some chachma. Rabbi Yirmiya Bai, I said, Gafanachas, Mutla Gabi Shtei Sa'im. If you have a vine that's straight, remember a vine can't stand up by itself. So you have, let's say, you have something holding up the vine, and it's a very wide vine, and you have the vine over the entire Tusa'ah, the entire Tusa'ah, this is a case where you could be even choresh more than a beisa'ah. More than a beisa'ah during this time, because the vine itself, you're always allowed to do what's under the vine, right, for shmita purposes. So you're allowed to plow the entire area of the beisa'ah and outside, because every tree gets outside of it enough for the picker to stand with his basket on the outside of him. Right, the two amos, I think that was. Right, so Rabbi Yirmiya comes up with a case. Again, all of these are suggestions to farmers how to stretch the heter. Rabbi Yossi says you can stretch the heter by moving the fence four times. Rabbi Yirmiya says, you know, if you have this vine, so then it goes all across, so then you'd be able to have it even outside of that vine. Continues the Gemara. Be'isr shnei prakim arishonim, during the time when this was in place, when the Isser of Tosefes Shviyos was in place, right, we spoke about how it's not in place anymore, whether it was Daraisa, Darabanan, how they got rid of it, that was based on Daf Aleph, Rabbi Gamliel, maybe it was built in, maybe it's alluded to in the Psukim, we had those 2 days. So Be'isr shnei prakim arishonim, when you had those 2 times, let's say, the Gemara is going to talk about if you have 2 rows of trees on a slope. You have a row of trees above and a row of trees below, and there's a base sa'ah in between. There's a base la'ah in between the rows of trees. So the Gemara says, Elu milamalan charshin bo milamatan, ve'elu milamatan charshin bo milamalan. The lower row of trees allows you to plow up, and the upper row of trees allows you to plow down, because like we said, each trees are part of a base saw, and each row would allow you to plow the base saw around the trees, even if the trees are on the edge. So the Gemara says, one second, think about this. I understand why if you have a row of trees towards the top of the slope, you can plow the entire field under. Why? Because there are roots there. The roots of the trees are there where you're plowing. What, the trees on the lower part of the slope, you're allowed to plow many amos above them. What, roots go up? Roots go up if you have a tree that's on the bottom of a mountain. So on the top of the mountain, there are roots of that tree. Does that make sense? That you could plow the whole field that's above the tree? Do roots grow up? So the Gemara says, Nishmini min adal. Look at this Mishnah. Look at this Mishnah in Baba Basra. The Mishnah says, in the second paragraph, the second paragraph of Baba Basra is all about harchakas nizakin. What I have to, not just nezek. Baba Kama is about Nezek. Harchakas Nizakin means I'm not allowed to do something in my property which could negatively affect your property. Right, we spoke about back in Kilayim. Right, you're not allowed to do something near the wall of your friend because that might make the wall soft. So we'll get back to that. Marchikin Asa'ilan Minabar Esrim B'chabishama. If my friend has a big cistern in his backyard, right, I'm not allowed to plant the tree 25 amos close to that cistern. Even though I'm in my property. What am I doing? I'm planting in my backyard. If I'm within 25 amos of the bar, of his bar, I'm not allowed to do that. There's what to talk about that, but let's just finish. Vatani Alea, and we learned about that, Be'milamal and Be'milamatan. And we learned a brice about that Mishnah, and it doesn't matter whether the tree is above or below the pit. So what does that sound like? What's the Pashup Shot of that? It sounds like, even if the pit is on a raised slope, and the tree is below, you still can't. So doesn't that show that, yeah, roots grow up. Roots grow up. Right, so that proves that's what the Gemara is right. Roots grow up. Oh, Neymar, that's like an imtip salomar. Unless you say what you think the brisa means. This when the brisa says bein milamal and bein milamaton, it doesn't mean above or below. It means bein sha'ilan lamalam v'bar lamaton. Maybe it means whether the tree is above or whether the tree is equal. Bein sha'ilan v'bar milamaton. You think that's what the brisa means? Lamal lamaton doesn't mean the tree is above, the tree is below. It means the tree is below or the tree is equal. Is that what it means? So and then you wouldn't have a riot from the Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, Vatani, but we learned Beferish in a Braisa. Ilon milamalon vabar milamaton. Ilon milamaton vabar milamalon. So you see that the Mishnah is explained, the Mishnah Baal Basra is explained that even if a tree is below the bar, you still can't plant it, which sounds like the roots are going to go up. So yeah, maybe that's why our Gemara says what it says. The Gemara says, repeats the problem. Nicha ila milamalan vahabar milamatan. But ila milamatan vahabar milamalan vaderach hashvashim laos milamalan. Okay, it sounds that way from the Mishnah and the Baal Basra, but why does that make sense? Why should that be usur? Why should it be usur? The roots don't go up. So the Gemara says, you're right, we're not worried about the roots. Amar Rabbi Chanina, lo mebnesha asherashim. We're not worried about the roots going up. Ela shein osin afar tichoach vein malkin ariso shalbor. We're not worried about the grounds around the tree becoming softer. And therefore, it could be that the wall of your friend's bor is going to collapse. Right? So it doesn't mean, we're not worried about the roots. Roots might go across. But that itself will create soft earth around it, and that itself will be mazik. Interesting, Ramban. The Ramban, the Achronim talk about this Ramban. Right? What exactly, let's say I plant this tree in my yard within 25 amos of my friend's pit. I don't have to pay for that. It's usher for me to do, but I don't have to pay for it. Why not? Why isn't that hezek? Why isn't that damaging? It's called, why is this, ask the Mefarshim, what is this doing in Baba Basra in the second parak and not in Baba Kama, which is about hezek? So there's a Ramban in Kutras Dina de Garmi. Remember, we spoke about Garmi a little bit in Maseches Kelayim back. So the Ramban has a line that says, because the tree wasn't mazik, it was the roots that are mazik. And the roots weren't around when you planted the tree. What we might call nolad. I planted a tree. What was mazik, your pit? The roots that came afterwards. So that makes it, at most, Garmi, because the part of the mazik wasn't even there when I planted it, and maybe even less than Garmi. Less than Garmi, because it's putter. The Divrei Yecheskel talks about this in Os Mem Tes. What exactly is the Ramban talking about here? Because we have a concept of delayed hezek sometimes. If I do something now, that I light a fire in my yard and it spreads. Esho Mishum Chitzav. Right? So that, I'm chai for that. That's one of the Avos Nezikin. So the Divrei Yecheskel says, V'nir lefari Divrei Ramban, Bepshitus, Da'tar lo chivim benezikin alahecha shakala lov chiv shmira, kodim shenasa hezek. Interesting. When are you going to be chayef? If there's something that I have to guard, and there's a chiyuv to guard my mazik before it actually is mazik. In our case, there's no shmira first. The second that you have to be mazik, you have to guard it, it's mazik. The second that it comes into existence, it's mazik. There's no time beforehand that says, okay, you have to guard your mazik in your property. That's the only time you're going to be chayev. If there's prior, first there's a chiyuv shmira, and then it goes in as mazik. But here the chiyuv shmira and the shame mazik start at the exact same moment. So says the Divrei Yecheskel, maybe that's what the Ramban is referring to. Mashenkin kan tekodem anezek adayin ena mazik ba'olam. V'lochal of chiyuv shmira. V'yachash en olan amazik, hari azeko imo. V'sulo shaya chiyuv shmira lachar anezek, v'lochayvo b'shmira mikodem. You can't say, oh, he was shy beforehand. Shlo yovo amazik ba'olam. Ein zeh migidre shmiras nizikin, v'ein lechayvo alamitoras harchoka levad. V'zu brira tahach milsa, that's the Divrei Yecheskel in Simin Memtes. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we'll continue next time. Imes Echashvias.